Hey, what's up, VPFire? Welcome to a new episode here at VPFI Podcasts. My name is Eduardo Soto, and if you wanna know the best tips I received in the last 24 hours, you're in the right place. I've just learned a really nice expression, and I'd love to share it with you right now. Have you ever heard about the expression empty nester? Well, as I said before, I had never seen it 5 minutes ago, and it caught my attention because I was watching a TV show, the name was Modern Family, and the woman said to her husband that she was not ready to become an empty nester, and I got curious and looked up for this expression, and you will learn it right now. A parent, father or mother whose children have grown up and left home are called empty nesters. Empty is the adjective that means no one inside, something with nothing inside. And nester, it's a variation of the word nest that means a home built by birds for their eggs. It's interesting because I have a baby girl, she's almost 2 years old now. And I never imagined myself thinking about this topic. When she grows up and decides to leave home, I'll become an empty nester too. Oh my gosh. I'd like to know about you. Do you have kids? Are you ready to face the stage of being an empty nester? Share it with me through Instagram or WhatsApp, but it's not over. Let me teach you a little bit more. Have you ever heard the expression sick as a dog? Basically, when you are sick, it means you have contracted any kind of sickness that makes your body feel bad about it, right? But why as a dog? Huh? I also don't know. But if you were sick as a dog, you're very ill. Maybe you were having some symptoms heavier than the usual, and probably you'll be a new statistic inside the coronavirus program. Or not. Who knows, right? I have another question for you here. When was the last time you felt sick as a dog? How much time did you take to get better and recover 100% from this sickness? You noticed that I want to generate more interaction here with you, right? I hope you have, at least. That's why I strongly suggest you to listen to this podcast with your Instagram or WhatsApp account linked to mine and answer all my questions. By doing this, you'll be able to practice even more your English, and instead of just learning the things I'm teaching you, you'll be able to interact and practice with everything and learn it twice faster and stronger. Alright, well, it's almost 9 p.m. My Wednesday was kind of weird and I don't even know why, okay? But tomorrow I'll be back here to record a new episode. If you wanna contact me and keep talking, I'm always online at the VPFI Instagram at Você Pode Falar Inglês, and leave me a message over there or on my WhatsApp 16997522487, and keep this in mind, a little bit by day and your goal will be accomplished. Have a great one! Eduardo Soto from VPFI out!